State Department warns of credible reports Hamas planning attack on Gaza. By Elizabeth Weibel on October 18, 2025. The Department of State issued a warning there were credible reports Hamas was planning an attack on the people of Gaza, which would violate a ceasefire agreement between Hamas and Israel. In a post on X, the Department of State explained that guarantor nations of the Gaza peace agreement had been notified of the reports, and that Hamas' planned attack against Palestinian civilians would constitute a direct and grave violation of the ceasefire agreement. The agency added if Hamas did proceed with this attack, measures would be taken in order to protect the people of Gaza. The United States has informed the guarantor nations of the Gaza peace agreement of credible reports indicating an imminent ceasefire violation by Hamas against the people of Gaza, the agency wrote in its post. This planned attack against Palestinian civilians would constitute a direct and grave violation of the ceasefire agreement and undermine the significant progress achieved through mediation efforts. The guarantors demand Hamas uphold its obligations under the ceasefire terms, the agency added. The State Department's post continues in part. Should Hamas proceed with this attack, measures will be taken to protect the people of Gaza and preserve the integrity of the ceasefire. The United States and the other guarantors remain resolute in our commitment to ensuring the safety of civilians, maintaining calm on the ground, and advancing peace and prosperity for the people of Gaza and the region as a whole. The post from the State Department comes as Hamas and Islamic Jihad refused to commit to disarming this week after President Donald Trump brokered a peace deal between Israel and Hamas. Under the peace agreement, Hamas released the last living Israeli hostages. Breitbart News's Joshua Klein reported that the back-to-back rejections expose the fragility of the week-old ceasefire. The back-to-back rejections expose the fragility of the week-zero LD ceasefire and reveal both terror groups are positioning themselves to remain armed indefinitely while demanding political concessions Israel has refused for decades. Breitbart News also reported that after the peace deal went into effect, Hamas executed Palestinians they claimed were criminals and collaborators with Israel.